Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I was driving around the suburbs. I was actually in Scarborough yesterday. I was picking something up off Gumtree last night. And as I was driving, you know, you notice things left, right and centre. And I was driving down this one street and I noticed this boy is probably about 8 years old. And he had no top on, just some pyjama pants. And he was standing at the very edge of his driveway, facing back towards the house, away from the road. And I saw him from a distance and I thought, oh, it's a bit odd, just kind of standing there. And he's kind of slightly looking over his shoulder at the road. I'm thinking, oh, that's very interesting. So I've got a bus in front of me, then I'm in my car, and then there's a car behind me, and then no other car in sight. So as we're driving through, I just keep watching him, and the bus passes him, and he kind of looks over his shoulder, and I'm like, oh, that's a bit odd. I drive past him, and he kind of looks over his shoulder at me, and I thought, okay. So then I was like, something just seems a bit odd. So I look back for a second to see what he's going to do with the last car driving past him. He moons the car. So it's just him, just by himself, at the edge of his driveway, about 8 years old, and he's sitting there, he's pre-planned it all. He knows, he's like, I'm waiting for the last car, that way I can't get in trouble, they'll drive off, no one will know. He's looking over his shoulder, and the last car comes through, and he just drops the side of his pants, and moons a car. I didn't see it coming, I'll give him that. It was well planned. I lost it laughing. I was like, that is so wrong. But it reminded me of back when you were, you know, 5 to 10, you do some dumb stuff. And now looking back, you're like, why? Why did I do that? What was I thinking? No one else was even around for this one. But I want to hear those stories. Give me a call, 9313-0985. What dumb stuff did you do as a kid? It might have been you and a group of friends. You all had this great idea that we'll do this. And it was dumb. It was completely dumb. Maybe you were by yourself like this kid and you had a great idea for whatever reason. And you thought, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it to the last car. One of the things that was a bit dumb was my brother and I. We'd always try and make these little fun contraptions. And so one day we thought, how cool would it be if we went out to the backyard? We found the biggest tree and we carried a couple of potato sacks up the top and we slowly started to fill these potato sacks full of dirt. So we had positioned them up in the top branch and we slowly, over the course of an hour, filled them up with dirt. So it was very heavy. Then we attached a rope to the other side and dangled it over the branch with a little stick in between. That way, one of us would push the bag off the branch. The other person would be sitting on the stick on the ground, and it would be like just amazing. You'd fly straight through the air. So we did this. There was a lot of blood. Talana joins us. Talana, what did you do as a kid that was a bit dumb?
I didn't do anything as a kid that was dumb.
Nothing.
I can't think of anything. I'm trying to think. Yeah. I was a golden child. Come on, Giselle. Look at me. I'm a good girl. But I remember my parents telling me when they were younger, I think it was my dad when he was younger. You know the olden day churches, they used to have like fountains at the front of the churches.
Yes.
So they would, I think it was like during a church service, they would get bubble bath. And just like chuck or like just soap or something, like dishwashing liquid or something.
And it's just going bubbles
and
galore.
And it's just bubbles everywhere.
And they loved it.
They loved it. Just imagine coming out of church and it's just bubbles everywhere.
We're not condoning any of this. We're just saying, hey, look, it was stupid, it was dumb, and you were young. Thanks to Lana. Another text here from Timo. We were big fans of the Ninja Turtles. So we took our pizzas and went down a big monsoon drain and ate our lunch there. Wasn't the best place to eat. No, it's very, very dangerous. We've got Carol on the phone. Carol, what dumb stuff did you do?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my 3-year-old son.
Okay.
The other night, we were cleaning up from dinner and he was watching TV. And I walk in there to get the last few dishes and I was just like, why have you got juice? Because we didn't have any juice in the house. You know, it was the end of the week, so we had to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And he's like, proudly announces, it's not juice, it's his wee. So then I'm like,
no.
Stupid question, but why is your wee in the cup?
Yeah.
And proudly announces he wanted to taste it.
Did he ever get to that stage? Surely not.
He did. did. Oh. He'd tasted it before. Thankfully, he didn't drink it all, but he tasted it and everything before I'd even walked back in the room.
No.
He didn't like it because he didn't finish the cup. So.
He learned his lesson. That's brilliant. Carol, thank you so much for the call. You can keep them coming on the text line, 0429 985 985. What dumb stuff did you do as a kid? I remember my brother and I, we would go around and we would put chalk on people's tyres and we would keep mum's receipts and would put them in the window wipers to make people think they had a fine. Yeah, again, I mean, not the best thing, but that's what we did. That's what we did. Got Rosie on the phone. Rosie, what was it?
Oh, I don't know if it was really dumb, Jazeel. We lived in a tourist destination in New Zealand, and they had a lot of fruit trees, all their houses, the holiday homes. So what we used to do is before the people would come down for Christmas, we would take our little bags and go down there and steal all their fruit, all their peaches and their nectarines.
No.
And our dad caught us one day.
Yeah.
And he told us that we had to take a pillowcase because we could carry more in a pillowcase than a bag.
No. That's shocking. Yep. What part of New Zealand was this in? What was the town?
That was in Hamarana Springs, which is in Rotorua.
Rotorua, yeah. The nice smelling place. Beautiful. Rosie, yeah. I don't condone that at all. But
neither do I, but it was delicious. The stone fruit from New Zealand is really yummy.
Yeah, it certainly is. Nothing like it. Rosie, thank you very much for the call. Another one here from Debbie. I used to crawl through little drains, so little that you could only go one way. I almost got stuck. I only just got out. Debbie, I remember looking at those drains as a kid thinking, can I get through it? I never attempted it, so you're braver than I. But maybe... Maybe it was, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I was a bit wiser. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 985.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.